WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Seegard 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Click Seegard1Hour.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The burn ban for unincorporated areas of Brazos County has been lifted. County Judge Dwayne Peters issued the order yesterday afternoon, which follows more than 5 inches of rain the last 2 weekends at Easterwood Airport. A copy of the order is online at WTAW.com. Over the next year, the city of College Station expects to spend $230,000 to print and snail mail more than 360,000 utility bills and final notices. City Councilman James Benham asked Chief Financial Officer Jeff Kirsten at their last meeting what was being done to sway customers to pay online.
Have we considered using either a fee approach of charging to actually mail, having a statement fee of a dollar? A lot of banks have done that, where they charge a statement
sure.
fee if you actually want a mailed copy, or
right.
either that or incentivizing them with a discount if they sign up for electronic
bills. At this point, we have not looked at those options.
Kirsten says about 13,000 utility customers currently receive notices by email. The city of Bryan's wastewater system has been tested by 2 weekends of heavy rainfall, and in one part of town, the annual update by running smoke through the lines. Public Works Director Jason Barfnick says a recent study shows half the problems belong to the city and the rest to property owners.
So we continue to look for those areas which we can make improvements and tighten up the system. And we continue to put money into the system, improving our old clay tile lines. We have a project now where we're going in and pipe bursting and renewing some of those old leaky lines where there's actual surface drainage problems, and that water then gets into the sewer system. That's actually a process by which you insert a cable and a pneumatic head, and you expand the old pipe and pull in new pipe in behind it.
Okay.
And then you go in and cut the services in after the pipe's installed.
Barfnick says Bryan's drainage system still has lots of clay tile pipes and manholes made out of bricks. One thing that lots of rain brings is an increase of lost animals to the Aggieland Humane Society.
If you are currently missing your dog, come by. With all the rain, we have had lots of intake. People don't think necessarily the rain makes a big difference, but it does.
Leah White says the office will be closed Saturday as staff and volunteers are at the annual Wienerfest fundraiser at Wolfpen Creek Park, and before that, St. Francis Fest and Blessing of the Animals at St. Francis Episcopal Church in College Station. A&M's Texas Transportation Institute is helping the University of Michigan open a center to promote safety. The two schools are sharing a federal grant that will initially focus on alcohol-impaired nighttime driving, child safety in cars, and reducing deaths and injuries from crashes involving heavy trucks. The University of Michigan says the center, funded by a $1.4 million grant, will sponsor research, education, and technology transfer activity to find integrated, innovative solutions for transportation safety. An agreement has been reached regarding the merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways that keeps daily service in and out of Easterwood Airport. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott had joined 7 states, the District of Columbia, and the Justice Department in the original lawsuit blocking the deal.
This settlement is good for American Airlines customers, the communities it serves, and for jobs in the state of Texas.
Abbott and the chief executives of both corporations signed a 3-year deal, which you can read online at WTAW.com. It calls for the new American to continue daily service to 22 Texas airports, including regional locations like Easterwood. The combined company must also continue to be based in the Dallas-Fort Worth metropolitan area. The program to help navigate the new health care enrollment program hit a major snag right off the bat yesterday.
You can imagine there's millions of people probably trying to get on this website. You know, our experience is that it's frozen.
Tim McKinney says their navigators had to wait 15 minutes to get on the government website, then were stopped when it froze up. But he says, don't panic.
By the middle of the month, things are going to be much better than they are right now, and it's a 6-month enrollment period.
McKinney is chief executive at United Way of Tarrant County, which received a $6 million federal grant to navigate Obamacare applicants. And if you use natural gas to heat your home, the industry's trade organization has come out with its prediction about what you can expect to pay this winter.
Texas leads the nation in natural gas production, holding around 23% of the nation's natural gas reserves. Bruce McDowell at the American Gas Association says an abundant supply is keeping prices down.
Now we have ample supply of gas, and we can find it and get it out of the ground more efficiently than we did, say, 3 or 4 years ago.
And barring any significant cold snap, that should translate into lower winter heating bills. Melanie Brown, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 74 degrees. The Sick of the News is brought to you by Siegert 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Men, did you know that low levels of testosterone can cause heart disease, diabetes, low sex drive? To avoid these dangerous conditions, schedule a free testosterone consultation at naturalbiohealth.com. Naturalbiohealth.com. Trust your health to the experts. Mike Sutherland will help keep special interest influence out of Bryan City business. Mike Sutherland will help maintain Bryan's neighborhood integrity. Mike Sutherland will hold the line on taxes in Bryan. Mike Sutherland will be an advocate for all the citizens of Bryan. Make a difference. Please encourage your friends and family to vote Mike Sutherland for Bryan Mayor. Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland for Bryan Mayor campaign. Tana Sutherland, Treasurer.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way. With the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years, free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Intervals of clouds and some sunshine developing today, 85 to 90. There's the chance this afternoon of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight near 70. Partial sun will develop tomorrow. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon, highs 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be near 70 degrees. The outlook for Friday has mostly sunny weather in place across the region. Highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The rumor mill churning up about Coach Sumlin and the USC job. We'll cover that for you in a little bit. Major League Baseball is in their pennant chases. Plus, we've got updates on DeLoss Dodds. Houston Astros are making some changes in the NHL. NHL started yesterday. All that and more with sports. We'll do it for you about 6:52.
Oh, good. We started hockey because it's October.
Woohoo!
And it'll finish in July?
June.
Yeah, okay. That's good. But again, that's because every team has to make the playoffs.
Yes. And except for the Stars.
Right. Anyway, like the sport, but man, their marketing just is.
Well, they have to play that long to make any money.
Yeah, it's true. So a man was sentenced by a judge to 53 years to life in prison, somewhere in between, I guess, based on how he behaves, for the murder that he had committed, apparently. But he also offered a glimmer of hope for the man who he just sentenced to 53 years to life for murder. He married him to his longtime sweetheart minutes later. He's an all-purpose judge.
I was going to say, at this point, at the same ceremony, as it were.
Yes. Dane Deshbro was sentenced by San Diego's Superior Court judge named Patricia Cookson. Minutes after she had handed down said sentence, she helped him and his fiance, Destiny Winters, tie the knot. Judge even baked a bundt cake to help the newlyweds.
That's fun.
So, yeah, well, of course it is. She's a fun judge. And see, if she's at all attractive, we'll probably see her on some syndicated afternoon judge show soon.
She'll have her own show.
Info.
Yep.
Mission.
Judge Patricia.
Just because you can bake a bundt cake doesn't put you on television.
Well, no, but I mean, look at Judge Judy. All she does is wear a little frilly lace and yell at people. So she can do her judgment and then bake a bundt cake for the winner or something.
Ah.
Or loser.
Hi, I'm Mac Brown. As football coaches, we may be rivals on the field, but we're all on the same team for children through CASA.
We want to win on the field, but too many of our kids are losing at home because of abuse and neglect.
What's at stake is a whole lot more important than a football game.
Become a CASA and help a foster child win
by finding a safe, permanent home.
Join the team. Make a difference in a child's life and your own. Go to becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
November, Reed Arena. Texas A&M basketball tips off. The Aggies embark on their second SEC campaign.
Here it goes.
Got it! The men host Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee, plus more. The women will bring in Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky, among others.
Pulls up. Jumper is for the five.
It's affordable family entertainment. With season tickets for the men and women starting at just $100. Texas A&M basketball, returning soon to Reed Arena.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 6:17. It's the 2nd of October, 90 days left in the year. Got 275 that are gone. And let's see, today is, I got here somewhere. I had trouble with my printer this morning. It's Walk to School Day. I used to walk to school.
Uphills both ways.
No.
In the snow.
No,
kill the bear with your loose leaf notebook. We know.
No, not bad. Just, you know, and back then you could cut through people's yards. See, it was okay. God lived over on Suffolk Street, and then I could just, you know, walk over, you know, past Pershing, cut across Lee, cut through that lot right there, cut through the backyard of these other people, and boom, there I was, because I was going to school on Timber Street.
So did you do that to give the horse a rest?
No. It was a short walk, didn't take long at all, you know, and I had my kiddos walk to school. I only had to walk about 7 blocks, but... You know, it's a different world now. You can't do that very much. It's Balloons Around the World Day, and it's I don't know. And it's Name Your Car Day. Name Your Car Day. I don't know. I've known some people who've named their car.
My car has a name. Actually, yeah. My old car had a name, too.
Oh, well, what were the car's names? You had some big Suburban or something.
It was Big Red Suburban named Clifford.
Party Mobile, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
it's my Big
that.
Red dog.
Yeah.
And my car now is named Petey.
And the reason for that is?
It's actually short for PTL, praise the Lord.
No, what, that it can continue to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I understand. That's fine. Yeah,
I had the baby blue bomber.
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
And generally, and...
That was very cool. It was a station wagon.
You know, the, what kind?
Ford LTD.
Of course.
It was a pile.
The, now when Jay Sokol worked here, he had a Cougar. And I think he called it the Jet Cougar 1150.
That sounds like something Jay would say.
But what's odd about it is then he sold it to Turbyville. So, I mean, it was around after Sokol left.
So that it was no longer a jet.
Yeah, well,
jet
no.
Jet Cougar sounds a lot better than Demi Moore.
Yeah, well, she is a cougar, too. All right, so we got some birthdays out there.
Yes, indeedy we do. Where'd they go? Yeah, here we go. All right, Samantha Barks is 23 from Les Miserables. Paul Tuttle from American Choppers, 39. Efren Ramirez is 40 from Napoleon Dynamite. Tiffany, the 80s pop sensation.
Oh, you know it.
She's 42.
Okay.
Kelly Ripa is 43. Freddie Jackson is 57. You'll remember him from his 85 hit, and that was pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
You Are My Lady. Philip Oakley is 58. He was the lead singer in Human League. Lori Bracco.
Is that right? It's Lorraine Bracco.
Is it Lorraine?
I
okay.
believe it is.
Yeah. I think that was my printer this time. Okay. Is 59 years old. She was in The Sopranos. And now she's on Rizzoli and Isles, which sometimes I like, sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
Gordon Sumner is 62. You'd know him as Sting. Avery Brooks is 65, was a captain on Deep Space Nine.
Hmm.
Don McLean.
Been here.
Best bathroom song ever.
Yeah.
68 years old. That's for DJs, by the way. And Rex Reed. I didn't even know he was still around. Movie critic and shoplifter is 75.
Yeah, that's right. Annie Leibovitz, she's taking pictures of a lot of famous people, 64. Donna Karen, the designer, is 65 today. Mike Rutherford from Mike and the Mechanics, one of my favorite
Me
groups.
Too.
He does a good song. He's 63 today. It's 621.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So, according to the State Department documents released this week, Barack Obama's two-day trip to South Africa in June, it cost you, the taxpayers, more than $2.2 million on a hotel room, a rental car, and that's just those costs alone. Military cargo planes were used to airlift a 56-vehicle motorcade for the visit, including 14 limousines and three trucks filled with bulletproof glass to cover the hotel windows, according to the Washington Post. All told, that trip cost $100 million, according to a pair of Republican House members. Now, conservatives like myself, members of Congress, criticized the president for taking such an excessive trip just a few short months after the sequestration went into effect. What do you think?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hey, Sean Hannity here. I know you're interested in protecting what's important to you. Now, whether we're talking about your family or your freedom, you're passionate. Now, I'm the same way. And I'm also passionate about Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. If you're in business, you know how costly losing your important files can be, so don't risk it. Protect what's yours with Mosey, a cloud service that backs up your spreadsheets, your presentations, and all the other files automatically. Mosey, you set it, you forget it. And best of all, lets you access them wherever you are, whenever you want. And you can use your tablet or your smartphone. The Mosey cloud is lined with Tritanium, meaning it triple protects your data with military-grade security, world-class data management, and from a business built to last. Now, it's easy to use, and of course, you get peace of mind, which is huge. Now, if it's important to you, Mosey will protect it, which is why you need Mosey. Now, we use it here at the Sean Hannity Show, and it has never let us down. It won't let you down either. Just go to their website, Mosey.com, M-O-Z-Y.com, and you save 15% when you put in the promo code Hannity15.
The Dow Jones Report, brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice, making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation, 979-220-3018, 401ks, mutual funds, and all types of investments.
A sad byproduct of the shutdown. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Dan Loney. One of the effects of the government shutdown is the businesses that rely on our nation's parks being open on weekends to serve customers. That's especially true right now in New England, where thousands of people are migrating to see the fall foliage. With many parks closed, those trips could be canceled. More than 132,000 Jeep Grand Cherokees will be recalled because of a problem with the warning light randomly illuminating, as well as reports of the instrument panel blacking out. Also, another 11,000 Ram trucks will be brought in for a different problem with illuminating the instrument panel. For years, the auto industry has tested the strength of seatbelts to see if they prevent injury during crashes. Now Subaru is teaming up with the Center for Pet Safety to make sure that our pets are safe as well. They're testing 11 different restraints to see which ones work the best. Subaru will soon begin to offer a safety harness for dogs as an accessory in its vehicles. I'm Dan Loney with the Dow Jones Money Report.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
Before you hire someone to paint your house, you shop around to see who does good work and compare costs. But it doesn't usually work that way with healthcare. With United Healthcare, they have an easy-to-use tool that helps you get information on quality-rated doctors, treatment options, and estimates for how much you'll pay, so you can make better care decisions. You don't want guesswork, especially when it comes to your health. Innovations that work for you. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years. I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor, so call me for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Good morning. It's 626 of Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call them today with their fall promotion. You can save up to $2,000 on select product. Barker's Heating and Cooling. The number is 690-2278. High today about 90. In fact, we're going to do this all week long. High, well, this is maybe the warmest day of the week. By the time we get to Saturday, about 85 for a high, so it should be pleasant. In the evenings, we're going to cool down to the lower 70s, so just about the kind of thing you expect for this time of year. 20 to 30% chance of rain all the way through Saturday night. Right now, southeasterly winds at 5. Humidity's 96%. We've got overcast skies, and it's 75 out there.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Do you stand up for yourself and demand that people treat you with respect? Or do you let things slide and complain about it later? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating customized leads that it's been called the best of the breed? If your business thrives by selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Dun & Bradstreet has developed a powerful tool to connect you to targeted buyers for your product or service that's fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured list of names that don't fit your business. D&B's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. And for a limited time, Dun & Bradstreet would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads, plus a 24-hour free trial. Just call 800-226-0017. That's a free trial, plus 50 free targeted leads. Call now, 800-226-0017. 800-226-0017. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-226-0017.
Our society has become very politically correct, and some people are tired of it.
I watched a lady on television the other day said that she was tired of being called a liar. She's truth challenged. And I went, really? You're truth challenged? No, lady, if you say something that isn't true, it makes you a liar. But see, that's considered mean, and that's harsh.
Larry Winget, author of the book Grow a Pair, says to lead a fulfilled life, you have to take responsibility for your actions and not be a victim. So he suggests you ask yourself,
do you find yourself being taken advantage of by your friends and your coworkers? Do your kids talk back to you? There's a clue. Do you eat cold food in restaurants instead of saying anything about it? Do you allow people around you in theaters to talk, yet you're just too quiet and you won't say anything?
We teach people how to treat us by the way we act.
When you have an attitude of confidence and courage, that attitude shows up before any other thing. You know, I can show you 85-year-old women who weigh 85 pounds and no one would ever mess with them. I can show you little kids who have really severe physical disabilities and are in wheelchairs and nobody will mess with them.
It has become more acceptable to complain and whine about problems and circumstances.
That only weakens you and make you appear to be more of a victim. Don't whine about it. No one wants to hear your problems anyway. And you whining about it, articulating it, saying it out loud, only makes you weaker.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Men, would you like to have more energy, more lean muscle mass, and less belly fat? Increased sex drive? You can have it all if you have a healthy testosterone level. Schedule your free consultation at naturalbiohealth.com. Trust your health to the testosterone experts.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, with the highest level trauma center in the region. We're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The Texas Department of Transportation may be able to transfer one state highway inside the Twin Cities to local control. Bryan Public Works Director Jason Barfnick says he's not talked with the city manager or council about a stretch of South College.
A section of 308 that's on South College that goes from where South College kind of ends down to University, just kind of a section of roadway that appears. It's TxDOT. We hadn't actually talked about it internally, but if there was one within the city that we may take over, that may be one that we would consider.
A street project that is in the works is hoped to improve traffic on Welburn north of University.
We'll be redoing the signal at Welburn F&B and Old College there, where we have a couple of intersections combined with the railroad track. So we'll be doing some preemption on the railroad and some cross arms to improve the safety there and improve the timing and the way those signals operate.
Barfnick says the joint proposal with College Station and A&M could go to the Bryan Council as early as next week. About 13,000 customers of College Station Utilities receive their monthly bills by email, but the estimated cost to produce and post the remaining customers is estimated at $230,000. Also, at the last council meeting, Councilman James Benham asked staff to be more aggressive in promoting online billing and payment.
Since it's just an estimate, and if we have a higher than usual sign-up rate, or if they institute one of these programs to either charge a statement fee or inversely give a statement credit if people sign up for electronic, which is probably the preferable way is to go for a statement credit, then I think the cost could come in lower.
Not included in the budget is the proposed 3-cent increase in first-class postage announced by the Postal Service. More than 360,000 utility bills and notices are expected to be posted in the next 12 months. More than 5 inches of rain the last two weekends was enough to remove the burn ban for rural areas of Brazos County. The ban had been extended Saturday morning before storms passed through. Yesterday afternoon, County Judge Dwayne Peters lifted the ban in an order that you can read online at WTAW.com. Meanwhile, the Aggieland Humane Society is reporting their population has increased with heavy recent rains.
You can call, but more than likely they're going to still tell you, please come in and look, because without a permanent identification such as a microchip, and if it did lose its collar and tags while it was out gallivanting about the countryside, again, there's no ID on it. We need you to come in and ID it, or somebody, maybe a good friend that knows what your animal looks like.
Leah White says to stop by to check for your lost pets through Friday. On Saturday, volunteers and staff will be out at two events, the St. Francis Fest and Blessing of the Animals at St. Francis Episcopal Church in College Station, and the Humane Society's annual Wiener Fest fundraiser at Wolfpen Creek Park. A federal grant for the University of Michigan also involves A&M's Texas Transportation Institute. Michigan is opening a Center for Advancing Transportation Leadership and Safety. Three early projects will target reduction of fatalities and injuries from heavy truck crashes, child safety in cars, and alcohol-impaired nighttime driving. The University of Michigan has received a $1.4 million federal grant from the Department of Transportation to open the center. One hurdle has been cleared for the merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways. Online at WTAW.com, you can read the settlement signed by Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott and both CEOs, including Tom Horton of American.
Joining with U.S. Airways to compete head-to-head with other global airlines. It's time to bring more competition and better choices to more cities.
The state withdrew its formal opposition for a three-year agreement that, among other things, continues daily service in and out of Easterwood Airport and 21 other Texas locations. The new American will continue to be based in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and will keep DFW Airport as its main hub. If you use natural gas to heat your home, what will your winter bills look like?
Prices are low, among the lowest they've been in decades. This is going to help people when it comes time to pay their gas bill.
Bruce McDowell at the American Gas Association says an abundant supply is keeping prices down. Most of that supply comes from Texas, which leads the nation in natural gas production. He adds the only thing that would cause your bills to go up would be a significant cold snap. And if you tried yesterday, the first day of Obamacare, to sign up, you and your health care navigators in Texas hit a huge snag.
United Way of Tarrant County got a grant of nearly $6 million for a statewide network to help people navigate the new health insurance marketplace. CEO Tim McKinney says they hit a snag as soon as they began this morning.
And I'm not surprised, really. The website's almost frozen, to be honest with you.
Some of his people were hindered having to wait 15 minutes to get online, then hitting a freeze-up on the government website.
This is a hiccup, and I know people are working on fixing it as soon as possible, and I have no doubt that within the next few days it's going to be much easier.
McKinney says don't panic. You've got 6 months to enroll. His operation covers 220 of Texas' 254 counties, including all urban areas. Chuck Schechter, TSN News.
WTAW news time is 6:36 at 74 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Buffy Simink. If I'm in front of a grill or behind the wheel of my race car, I couldn't ask for anything more. But my life changed when I was pinned under my car and trailer and I stopped breathing. I am grateful that I was taken to St. Joseph Trauma Center. I had massive internal injuries, but the doctors and nurses put me back together again. Today, I'm back to doing the things that I love, and I owe it all to St. Joseph. They saved my life.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
This is Tony Morelos with W. Gibson Insurance. We know that your home is probably one of your most valuable assets, and it is important to find the best homeowner's insurance to properly cover it. At W.E. Gibson, we represent over 30 insurance companies. Why just shop with one or two companies when W.E. Gibson Insurance can match you with one of our many companies to give you the best homeowners coverage at the best price? We're in the Yellow Pages, so give us a call. I think that you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance to insure their homes.
Here's David Schulte explaining why Schulte Roofing is better.
I've been doing roofing personally for over 20 years, and our staff, our roofing estimators, have over 75 years of combined experience. If you take that along with our job superintendent and our installers, it's well over 100 years of roofing experience. We're definitely better than the other guys.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
6:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, you're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure in control. Once again, we're talking about warm temperatures. We'll have sunshine today, 85 to 90. Clouds this morning should break up enough to allow that sun to reveal itself. Maybe a stray shower later today. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 70. Becoming partly sunny tomorrow with a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm, 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 70. Mostly sunny Friday with highs of 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
They only talk about coaches two ways. One of them is you're not going to be around. And the other way is, you know, you're either moving on or something else is happening.
That's Coach Sumlin from yesterday's press conference concerning a rumor that's been buzzing around Aggieland for a bit. We'll get down to the nitty-gritty on that one for you. Major League Baseball is in the playoffs. And an interesting aside from the congressional impasse concerning the schools that play football for the government, Army, Navy, and Air Force.
Oh.
All that and more coming up with sports. We'll do it about 6:52.
Politics and sports. Together as well.
You know, that may be one of the things that gets them off the dime, because you take football away from Americans and they get a little irked.
You know, for years I have said that they need to have a federal tax on college football tickets. I mean, they just do. You know, $3 or whatever for every college football ticket sold. I mean, that'd be a pile of money. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, it would.
And you know, nobody would not buy the ticket based on that. So, just saying, there are revenue opportunities out there. So, this Affordable Care Act thing. Did you hear about Jimmy Kimmel? See what Jimmy Kimmel?
No,
did?
I haven't.
I gotta find it. Jimmy Kimmel decided to go out on the street and ask people which they preferred.
Uh-oh.
Whether they preferred Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, well, again, and that's what's so disgusting about it is you end up, you know, having...
These government shutdowns have happened before. You know, the last one was in 1996, but the debate on this one is particularly heated because people have such strong opinions about Obamacare. Interestingly, the polls show that most Americans say they don't like Obamacare, but they love what's in it when it all gets broken down. It's like,
now listen to what this, I like this.
It's like the opposite of a McNugget.
Oh my gosh.
Interesting. And when there are complicated issues to study, most people just side with whoever they usually side with. So I decided to conduct an experiment today. We sent a camera crew out on the Hollywood Boulevard to ask people which they thought was better, the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. Now, as you may know, Obamacare is just the nickname for the Affordable Care Act.
Now you see, That's what bothers me.
Didn't anybody say it's the same darn thing?
No. He had to explain to his own audience so they would get the joke. Otherwise, as he played the videos, I'm sure people would have just kind of been, well, so here's one. It runs 4 minutes, but, you know.
The same thing.
Yeah, so here we go.
But lo and behold, we found people who did not know that, and that didn't stop them from weighing in on it.
So video says 6 of 1.
We're talking about health care today, and which plan do you support, Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act?
The Affordable Care Act.
And what is it about Obamacare that you do not like?
I just think that there's a lot of holes in it, and it needs to be revamped. I think it's
and you think
hasn't
the affordable,
been thought out.
You think the Affordable Care Act is a better plan than Obamacare?
Better, but I'm not happy with that either.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. From the Jimmy Kimmel Show. And again, they have the same number of votes, okay? They have the
they
same.
They count just as much as ours.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So, I mean, I don't know what you want to do about that, but that's where it is. And it's probably good that he did that so that people will look at this and go, oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So, yeah, I got it. And there's CNBC poll, which found 46% of U.S. Americans oppose Obamacare. Only 37% oppose the Affordable Care Act. That's the CNBC poll. So, you see, Jimmy Kimmel wasn't the only one who found that we're ignorant. So, anyhow.
Dear.
And so, yeah, we're hearing the news stories today about people trying to sign up, and the lines were, I mean, the phones were busy and screwed up. And the president, did you hear the president's
reaction?
Some of the
glitches?
Yeah, exactly. He said, you know, there's some glitches. And so he mentioned,
there's going to be some glitches.
A couple of weeks ago, people rolled out a new mobile operating system, and within days, they found a glitch. So they fixed it. I don't remember anybody suggesting Apple should stop selling iPhones or iPads or threatening to shut down the company if they didn't. That's how we do things in America. We don't actively root for failure.
Well, Apple doesn't force me to buy their product
exactly
and
right.
enjoy it.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's not you're not held down, and this is not shoved down your throat and told you that you're going to like it. But that's fine, Mr. President. You go ahead and use
and what? Apple fix the glitches.
Yes, yeah, you do. Yeah. Well, and they'll fix the glitches in time for your grandchildren. I wouldn't worry about it.
Good night.
Well, it's the government. What can they do?
Well, apparently the portal for the Spanish speakers was completely off.
Perfect.
Like, it didn't work.
Perfect. Yeah, that's good. Got that going. Then also, with this standoff and shutdown, the question is, should the president leave the country?
Mm.
See, he's got a week-long trip planned because, you know, hell, he can't stay in Washington very long. He gets antsy. He's supposed to go to Southeast Asia. And the thing is, you know, he had a similar situation with Syria, and he went off to Sweden and Russia. So they're kind of weighing this as to whether or not he should be leaving the country when we have this crisis situation. But there's one other thing. Much of the White House advance team has been deemed as your non-essentials. So they have been furloughed during the shutdown, which means that the press staff, which generally has enough assistance to herd the press around and do what they need to do, they don't have them, they can't handle it.
Why couldn't we decide they were non-essential $13 trillion ago?
Well, now, any number, you know, Rush was talking about that. Okay, if they're non-essential now, why weren't they non-essential when their job was created? So they're going to decide soon whether or not they should go off and go to this trip to the Southeast Asia because of the problems that they're having. Now, one of the other things that is interesting that will not be repeated, the Skim noted that in 1995 under President Clinton, the government briefly shut down as well. And during that time, White House interns had to step in because there was extra work that needed to be done. If you'll remember, there was one intern in particular who was helpful.
Oh, good grief.
The White House says it will not staff the West Wing with interns this time. So just one more angle that you know.
That came from Michelle Obama's office.
Yeah, exactly. So now, 91 World War II veterans from Mississippi arrived in Washington yesterday, and they were going to go see the World War II Memorial. They didn't care whether it was shut down or not. So, I mean, it depends on the story that you hear. One has the vets storming the memorial, In the video I saw, they weren't storming. They were walking up to it. But it said they knocked over barricades while Iowa Representative Steve King distracted park police. Distracted park. Oh, look, a butterfly. Anyway, ABC News described it slightly differently, but Michelle Bachmann was there. Louis Gohmert, Fighting Texas Aggie, was there. Also, Steve Palazzo, who's a representative from Mississippi, was there, too. And these are called honor flights. Tom took one and took a group, was with a group that went up to see the memorial a few years ago. So they do these all the time. There's supposed to be one actually arriving from Chicago today, but the government has said no way that those guys and gals are going to be able to get in to see the World War II memorial, which, again, is sad. It's a World War II memorial.
Does someone have to stand there staffing it? Or, yeah. I mean, isn't it just a big thing out you can go look at?
As best I can tell from the pictures I've seen, I haven't seen it in person, yes, it is.
It's just part of the mall.
Something that you see, but the mall is closed, you see.
So. Yeah, but
I'm just saying. I know. I'm just saying.
So don't walk on the grass because we don't have somebody there to watch you walk on the grass?
And finally, the thing that's interesting is that, you know, I think Harry Reid said it, I know. I think the president said it, too. They have called this the Republican shutdown, and how the Republicans can sit still for that is beyond me.
Mm.
I mean, you talk about government shutdown, that's one thing, but they have actually designated this as the Republican shutdown. And, you know, I'm not sure what the Republicans are doing, if they were, you know, making sure that their ties were straight or whatever, that they aren't paying attention to it being called that. At some point, don't you go, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, we tried.
We're not the only ones. Yeah, we did. We passed some things, and the Senate kicked it back. So they do need to remind folks of that, but nonetheless. Anyway, we'll talk to Bill Flores in about 45 minutes. Also, we'll talk to Kelly Templin today, who's going to be the new city manager in College Station. We'll talk to him because the mayor's not here, so we'll have those interviews coming up later on today. It's 6:48.
Business owners, do you have used equipment and materials taking up space that you'd like to sell quickly for cash? I'm Lance Swigert, Vice President of Swico Auctions. Locally owned, we sell literally everything from heavy equipment to staplers for businesses looking to turn unwanted items into money. If you need it gone now, we'll come to your place, gather all the information, and sell it. Or list it yourself. See how it works at SwicoAuctions.com. S-W-I-C-O Auctions.com. Texas License 15939.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 5th, it's fencing with barbed wire. Come learn about the many different features of barbed wire and proper construction techniques this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Mention gray plants to most Texans and they'll think first of Texas sage, Leucophyllum frutescens. That's the gray leaf shrub that produces lavender blooms 2 or 3 days after a summer's rain. It's a native Texas plant and it's certainly well adapted in many parts of the state, but there's so many other fine plants whose resumes also read gray. I'll be back with details, the glorious shades of gray after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A 1-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for 6 big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a 1-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. The very best of our silverleaf plants are perennials, and there are many of them. Artemisias come to mind first. There are 4 or 5 common artemisias, and all of them are gray. Common wormwood is an old type producing woody stems to 24 to 30 inches tall. Keep it sheared to keep it compact. It has a wonderful texture, and it stands both our cold and blazing hot sun perfectly. Silver King Artemisia grows to about 30 inches tall, but you're going to have to keep it sheared to keep it from sprawling all over your garden. Silver Mound is the smallest, growing only 12 inches tall and wide. Give it perfect drainage and afternoon shade, and you may be able to keep it alive during the heat of the summer. Most times, however, it's going to give up and play out. Best of the bunch, however, is a comparative newcomer called Powis Castle, P-O-W-I-S-C-A-S-T-L-E. It's a frilly little thing that grows somewhat like wormwood. It's one of our very best gray perennials in Texas today. It requires very little management. All it asks is full sun, heat, and moisture, and we can provide all of those. Dusty Millers come in several different leaf shapes and sizes. From a management standpoint, the large-leafed, coarse-textured types grow best. They remain full the longest. They're best treated as annuals, even though many folks expect them to hang on almost forever. There are many different herbal sages that you might consider for your gray foliage. Some are large-leafed, others have small leaves. Some have a purplish tint to their leaves, and others are simply gray. There's truly a sage for any garden, any look. They get 12 to 18 inches tall, depending on the type. Several of the yarrows have gray-green leaves. They're also texturally interesting with their highly incised ferny leaves. The plants are topped with flattened clusters of yellow, red, pink, white, or orchid flowers. These, too, stand the heat really well. Sedums come in all shades and shapes. Most types are succulent. Many produce gray leaves. Some will have very tiny leaves, while others are large and rounded. Some trail, while others are rounded. Some have showy flowers, others do not. Ask your nurseryman for the best sedums for your specific landscaping goals. Lamb's ear is botanically Stachys byzantina. Horticulturally, it's an extremely soft-leaf plant that you can use as a gray ground cover. It's beautiful. Gray Santalina is good, and there are pinks, the perennial and annual carnations that have gray foliage as well. Taming a Texas Fence. In our next program, I'm Neil Sperry. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. The rumor mill is all abuzz with Kevin Sumlin and USC talk, but with success comes that kind of talk. At yesterday's A&M football press conference, Coach Sumlin was asked if there was any truth to his name being tied to the SC job.
About coaches two ways. One of them is you're not going to be around, and the other way is, you know, you're either moving on or something else is happening. So as long as I'm not in that first conversation, we're doing something right. And our players get that. Our recruits get that. I understand it. I don't talk about those types of things with anybody because, you know, that's just part of the job.
Now, with that out of the way, it's time to get back on the gridiron, or in this case, not on the gridiron, as they have a bye week, and here's Coach Sumlin's take on having a bye for the team.
Everybody thinks about the physical strain of playing, you know, week five or six. The hard part for the young players now is the mental strain because it's stressful, and now you're in a school and you've got the first barrage of exams, quizzes, that these young guys are having to handle all that. So for our team, the bye week comes at a great time because I think not only physically, but I think mentally, we need it this week. You know, that's why today, for the first time in a long time, we don't have practice and we don't have a lift.
Fighting Texas Aggie football returns to action October the 12th against Ole Miss. Kickoff for that game is set for 7:30, and it's in Oxford, Mississippi. The Pittsburgh Pirates are heading to St. Louis to play the Cardinals in the best-of-five NL Division Series on Thursday for baseball.
That ball's deep toward the wall, and it is gone! Russell Martin clears the deck against Johnny Cueto! It is 2-0!
That was number two for Martin to support Francisco Liriano, who pitched seven strong innings in the Pirates' 6-2 win over Cincinnati in the one-game wild-card playoff. And here's Martin postgame.
The fans definitely brought the energy tonight. It was just overall a great day for everybody in Pittsburgh.
Now on the other side, from the NL to the AL, the Tampa Bay Rays, fresh off their one-game playoff against Texas that got them to postseason, are in Cleveland to play the Indians this evening in the AL one-game wild-card play. The Rays are going with Matt Garza, their late-season acquisition from the Chicago Cubs, against Indian rookie Danny Salazar. The Houston Astros are shuffling manager Bo Porter's coaching staff. The Astros are not renewing the contract of first base coach Dave Clark and bullpen coach Dennis Martinez, and they are reassigning pitching coach Doug Brocale. He will become the special assistant to the general manager and serve as the senior pitching advisor. In the NHL, the Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks opened the new NHL season the same way they ended last year's campaign, with a win. The Blackhawks outscored the Caps 6-4.
Captured by Saad to Oduya, left wing side. He scores! Johnny Oduya!
Tallied that at 6:07 in a three-goal final period for the Chicago Blackhawks. Army and Navy and Air Force may be forced to skip their football games next weekend because of budget impasse in Congress. The Defense Department temporarily suspended sports competition at the service academies yesterday as a result of the partial government shutdown. A Pentagon spokesman, Army Colonel Steve Warren, said the decision was being reviewed by lawyers to determine whether the funds used for such activities are congressionally appointed. Meanwhile, the suspension put a pair of college football games in jeopardy. That's Army at Boston College and Air Force at Navy. And as we mentioned yesterday, UT Austin is looking for another AD as of August of next year, as DeLoss Dodds is stepping down.
It will be hard not to be part of this, but on the other side of it, Mary and I need to go to Tuscany. We need to go see the leaves turn in the north. And there's a lot of life we need to live that we haven't lived because we worked.
A replacement, of course, is being sought, and if the right fit is found quickly, he or she could be in place by the end of this year. And finally, Oklahoma City Thunder guard Russell Westbrook will miss the first 6 weeks of the NBA season after arthroscopic surgery on his right knee. Westbrook had knee swelling that would not subside. The procedure was intended to solve the problem once and for all. Doctors found the source of the swelling was due to a loose stitch, of all things. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryant, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Spirit of Texas Bank is designed with a small business owner in mind. A locally owned, Aggie-operated private bank with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank understands the critical needs of the small business owner for cash flow, replacement of inventory, meeting payroll, and expansion. They provide the small business owner with the capital and resources to stay and grow their business. Spirit of Texas Bank. Bankers who know small business lending. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
New things going on at Super Slow, like a new location. Well, it's kind of a new location. Actually, what's happened is Super Slow has moved over into the West Building in the first floor at the College Station Medical Center. So just move over one building to the right, and that's where they are. But also other new stuff that they have at Super Slow, like new pieces of equipment. So if you haven't been in a while, stop in and see what's new at Super Slow. What hasn't changed at Super Slow is the way that you continue to work out. That is, you have an individualized program. You have a person that supervises you, that stays with you, that sets the equipment up for you. You go through the exercises, you move to the next one, so that you are able to use your time efficiently and gain strength. Give them a call. The number's the same. It's 693-6100. Super Slow. It is a program that is designed for you to get the strength that you want and need. Super Slow. Minutes a week in shape for life. 693-6100.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.